All right. So at this point, we got to hear where our accounts were a year ago-ish. And so now we'd like to bring on our treasurer, Lisa Presley-Thomas, to give this year's treasurer's report. Lisa, you there and you're ready?
I'm ready. Thank you, Gabe. So let me take down my wheel here and switch to my real job.
Well, don't have that wheel go too far because we're going to still need it.
Okay. So this morning I will be presenting a full report on CDs, brokerage, and checking accounts for California Council of the Blind, as well as a first quarter projection of where we stand with actual versus budgeted. Back in December 2020, the Budget and Finance Committee, which is compiled of Rex Ransom, Kevin Berkery, myself, and Gabe Griffith, presented at our December board meeting with our 2021 operating budget. And I was very happy that we actually completed and approved a budget before going into the 2021 fiscal year. So those budgeted projections, what I basically did is compiled factual up until April 15th. And I'm not going to go over each line item. That's just for time conserving purposes, but I'm going to hit some highlights and then I'll do a summary. So our budgeted number for individual contributions was 10,000. We've actually exceeded that. We're at 124% of the budgeted. We have, as of April 15th, received $12,361 in individual contributions. And what that can consist of is donations, memorial gifts, vehicle donations, and any individual and chapter donations that we received throughout the year. So that was very nice to see that we have actually exceeded that budgeted number, and we are only in April. So another highlight, we budgeted $6,000 for convention sponsors. We've actually exceeded that, and we're at 267%. We received $16,000 for convention sponsors this year, which is amazing. As well as for our convention exhibitor fees, we budgeted $2,400. As of 4/15, we're at $2,350. So we are almost 100% versus what we budgeted for. In summary, on the revenue side, we budgeted for revenue to be received in of $235,650. As of April 15th of 2021, we're at 48% of that, which is a total of $112,048. So we are hopefully projected to exceed our budgeted revenue, fingers and toes crossed. On the expense side, our expenses every month are fairly fixed. We really don't have anything that exceeds what we budgeted for. Everything is pretty much in line. The summary for that line item is the total expenses budgeted were $223,795. We have paid out a total as of April 15, 2021 of $53,887. So we are at 24% of our projected budget, which is, again, pretty much in line considering we are only in the fourth month of the year. So why don't we go report by report? So if there are any questions on those numbers, I'll go ahead and take them at this time before I move on to the full treasurer's report. So if you have any questions, you can raise your hand.
John Ross has his hand up.
John, are you there?
I'm grabbing him right now.
Thank you, Corey.
Hello?
There you go, John. You can speak. Hi, John.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we hear you, John.
Okay, question. I don't know if it's relevant for now, but do we have a total of the amount of the individual sponsors, you know, the people who gave 25, 50, or 100, you know, the individual sponsorships?
Are you talking about the individual sponsorships that you could make?
Yes, you know, when you register, you know, the 5, the 10, 25, or whatever, you know, do you have a total of those yet?
Yeah, I provided that number yesterday. That number was, as of yesterday, at $2,375.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was our only hand.
Okay. So now let me move on to our 2021 conference and convention report on CDs, brokerage, and checking accounts as of April 25, 2021. Just a really quick disclaimer here, or footnote. At any time, I was able to provide the most current financial information, I did so. So account balances are as current as possible. And when prior year ending value is referenced, prior year is referring to the reported financial reports that were read at convention 2020. For the period ending May 31st, 2020, which was dated June 9th, 2020, when presented to the board. So we're a few weeks, less than maybe a month difference, but I wanted to give a current year and prior year at convention time report. So let's get started. Number one. FISN investment account, Menino Scholarship, restricted. For the period January 1, 2021 to March 31, 2021, interest for money markets, 0.01%. Beginning value, $45,327.99. Additions and withdrawals, $1.94. Taxable income year to date, $1.94. Taxes, fees, and expenses, zero. Change in investment value, zero. Ending value as of 3/31/2021 is $45,329.93. Prior year ending value year to date was $45,374.96, a difference of -$45.03. Maturity date, account is matured, currently all cash value. Number two, Chase CCB Scholarship Business Accounts. CCB Scholarship Checking Account for the period February 27th, 2021 to March 31st, 2021. Beginning balance, $7,444.76. Deposits and other credits, $2,500. Withdrawals and other debits, $8,517. Ending balance, $1,427.76. Current balance as of April 25th, 2021, $1,277.76. CCB Scholarship Savings Account for the period February 27th, 2021 to March 31st, 2021. Interest rate, APY, 0.02%. Beginning balance, $13,481.59. Deposits and additions, 0.21 cents. Withdrawals and other debits, $2,500. Interest earned this period, 21 cents. Interest earned year to date, 42 cents. Ending balance, $10,981.80. Current balance as of April 25th, 2021, $7,981.80. Number three, CCB Mill Perry Endowment Trust Morgan Stanley Restricted for the period March 1st through March 31st, 2021. Total beginning value includes accrued interest, $145,326.43. Net debits, credits, and transfers, negative $15. Change in value, March 1st to March 31st, 2021, $4,307.23. Change in value from January 1, 2021 to March 31st, 2021, $6,261.34. Total ending value as of March 31st, 2021, including accrued interest, is $149,618.66. Prior year ending value year to date was $115,932.85. A difference of a positive $33,685.81. Charles Schwab, Ellen Murphy Fund, restricted. Charles Schwab Security Account for the period March 1st, 2021 to March 31st, 2021. Total beginning value, $183,744.61. Net debits, credits, and transfers, $15.23. Change in value of investments, March 1 through March 31, 2021, $2,157.66. Change in value year to date, $4,118.73. Total ending value at March 31, 2021 includes accrued interest, $185,917.50. Account value as of April 16, 2021, $185,986.90. Charles Schwab Ellen Murphy Cash and Cash Investments Account for the period March 1, 2021 to March 31, 2020. Total beginning value, $20,000. Net debits, credits, and transfers, negative $15.10. Change in value of investments March 1st to March 31st, 2021, zero. Change in value of investments year to date, zero. Total ending value at March 31st, 2021 includes accrued interest, $19,984.90. Account value at April 16th, 2021, $21,597.06. Total value of Ellen Murphy Fund accounts as of April 16th, 2021, $207,583.96. Prior year ending value year to date was $184,854.07. A difference of $22,729.89. Bank of America Business Checking and Investment Accounts. CCB General Checking Account for the period March 1 through March 31st, 2021. Beginning balance, $96,340.04. Deposits and other credits, $3,928.58. Withdrawals and other debits, negative $4,336.18. Checks, negative $7,804.61. Ending balance as of March 31st, 2021, $88,127.83. Current balance as of April 25th, 2021, $106,839.39. Fogarty Scholarship Account for the period March 1st to March 31st, 2021. Interest rate 0.02% APY. Beginning balance $200.33. Interest paid this period zero. Interest paid year to date zero. Ending balance $200.33. Current balance as of April 25th, 2021, $200.33. CEA loan fund account for the period March 1st to March 31st, 2021. Interest rate is 0.02% APY. Beginning balance $520.80. Interest paid this period zero. Interest paid year to date zero. Ending balance $520.80. Current balance as of April 25th, 2021, $520.80. Life membership 7-month CD account opened August 15th, 2007. Renewal notice for the 7-month featured CD dated March 6, 2021. New term, 7 months. New maturity date, October 22nd, 2021. Interest rate, 0.03%. New annual percentage yield, 0.03%. Interest paid year to date, 28 cents. Current value as of April 25th, 2021, $2,886.11. Lopez Scholarship Account for the period March 1st to March 31st, 2021. Interest rate, 0% APY. Beginning balance, $139.97. Interest paid this period, zero. Interest paid year to date, zero. Ending balance, $139.97. Current balance as of April 25th, 2021, $139.97. Crisis Committee account for the period March 1st to March 31st, 2021. Interest rate, 0.01% APY. Beginning balance, $845.03. Interest paid this period, 1 cent. Interest paid year to date, 3 cents. Ending balance, $845.04. Current balance as of April 25th, 2021, $845.04. On the move for the period March 20th, 2021 to April 24th, 2021. Account opened November 23rd, 2020. Interest rate, 0.01% APY. Beginning balance, $3,000.10. Interest paid this period, 2 cents. Interest paid year to date, 7 cents. Ending balance, $3,000.12. Current balance as of April 25th, 2021, $3,000.12. In summary, evaluation as of April 25th, 2021. Current assets, cash, cash equivalents, stock, marketable securities, etc., $526,223.87. Accounts receivable, prepaid liabilities, inventory, etc., $123,602. Total current assets, $649,825.87. Of that number, $413,498.25 is restricted, $236,327.62 is unrestricted. Current liabilities, total current liabilities assumed unrestricted, $169,908. Net assets total, $479,917.87. This report was prepared April 15, 2021, revised April 25th, 2021. And this concludes CCB's 2021 Treasurer's Financial Reports.
Thank you, Lisa. Do we have any questions on all of that?
Jeff Tom has his hand up.
Okay. Let's go ahead and hear from Jeff.
Okay, so two quick questions. The first one I know is really quick. I assume this doesn't include any information on transfers of Lilly Perry funding.
That is correct, because those accounts have not been finalized as of today.
Okay. Second question. The general scholarship checking and savings account. I know that we distributed money for scholarships this year from some special foundation, plus there's always the active blind money that we distribute. In light of both those things, will the totals in the checking and savings account be affected positively by either of those things, or the deficit numbers, are they going to continue, you know, to be the same?
So for the general scholarship accounts, the funding sources that you mentioned, those dollars were directly deposited to those accounts between the savings and the checking. Most of that money has been utilized and paid out for scholarships. I have tried to keep as much money as possible in the savings, with the hopes of trying to build some interest, but obviously we all know that interest rates are not that great right now. And so I proportionately do a transfer to the checking when we approve payments to go out for scholarships. So I guess the summary to your question is that the current balances that I read include monies that were deposited to that account months prior. And I believe that the major one from the community scholarship was actually end of 2020, but the balances that are in the scholarship accounts are what is left over after the majority of the first and second half of this year's scholarships have been paid out.
Thank you very much. That was a great answer. Not the answer I hoped for, but a perfectly wonderful answer.
I wish I had better memory for you, Jeff.
We also have a hand up from Robert Wendt.
I know that when I was chair of the scholarship committee, there were several scholarship accounts that had not been touched, and their values were relatively high. I mean, like in the tens of thousands, like 12,000, you know, 13,000, that kind of thing. And there were several accounts. And I know that when I was chair, none of that money was spent because they were specialized accounts. So I'm a little curious as to where those accounts are and what happened with that money. So I don't know if you've had a chance. I know that you've been extremely diligent with going back and, you know, doing some kind of forensic work to backtrack and make sure that we're all up to date. But I don't hear those accounts any longer. So I'm a little curious as to what you found when you looked back at some older accounts. Might you have a chance to talk about that?
That's a good question, Robert, because there has been quite a bit of forensic accounting that I've been doing, which I'm actually starting to find that I enjoy much more than general public accounting. But what I can say to answer some of your question is that the FISN investment account, which is the Menino Scholarship, from my understanding, is a fund that is related for education. And there was at one time two accounts that were monitored by FISN. And at some point, much prior to me becoming treasurer, I want to say maybe it was 8 years back or so, one of the accounts was merged into our current account. So, and that current account does have a value of a little over $45,000. So that may have been some of the monies that you were mentioning. I know that a lot of our smaller accounts that we currently have with Bank of America, from what I've been able to find going back for about a five-year history, is that those accounts just slowly were utilized and just started becoming to where they're at now. What I also can add is that from records that I have found, the Menino Scholarship is currently the biggest account we have that is earmarked and restricted for educational purposes.
What exactly does that mean?
So what that means is that it is restricted. That money can only be used for scholarships in the education field. I don't know of any other restrictions to that money other than they can be utilized to provide scholarships to individuals who are currently enrolled in school, in college, I should say.
That are in the educational field, though.
That are in the educational field. And to my understanding, it is any type of higher education. I do not believe that this fund is restricted. Like, you know, we have... I don't have my notes up right now, but I think it's like the Sands account and the Lopez account. Those are restricted for music. Right. The Menino Scholarship, from the information that I found and my understanding, is that it's education in general, regardless of what the major is for the student.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
If your number is in 487, you're next.
Good morning. This is Lori Kastner. I have a question regarding the Ellen Murphy Fund. Obviously, this has gone up quite a bit in value because the market is going up quite amazingly right now. But I wonder, is there a fund manager with a company that works with the trustees to alert them when shares start to fall or when there's a change that should cause funds to be reinvested elsewhere or sold so that the fund will maintain its value when the market goes down? Because it will.
Yes. So what I can say in regard to the Ellen Murphy Fund is that the Ellen Murphy Fund managers, which are Christy Crespin, Donna Pomerantz, and
Kathy Schmidt Whitaker.
Thank you very much. Kathy Schmidt Whitaker. They recently actually have kind of done a whole restructure of their investments, and they have actually moved from USB to Charles Schwab. And they have been working very diligently with that representative from Charles Schwab. I know that they are in constant contact with them. And I know that the person, the representative that they currently are dealing with, whose name is Michael, has been educating them and providing them with information to ensure that their investment grows. So although I am not part of the Ellen Murphy Fund trustees, I can say that those girls are on it. They pay close attention to that money and the movement and what's being done. And so they are very involved in the whole process.
That's excellent. Thank you so much for your answer.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Do we have a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
So moved. This is Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa. Do we have a second?
Rob seconds.
Oh, I second.
This is Dirk Neihardt, a 20-year veteran as a broker at Schwab. And I say bravo for coming to Schwab. It's a place of integrity. But I do say, why do we have 0% returns on our investments? Why can't we get 2, 3, 5% investing in a balanced fund or stocks that pay dividends? Just a curiosity, why are we limiting ourselves?
Well, what I can say is that some of the ways that interest or dividends are yielded is based on the balance that is in the account. And then I also want to just make a note that this report is as of today. Some of these accounts may not pay interest or dividends until a certain point of the year. I know there's two of them that we don't see a dividend or interest return until mid-year. So that can be another reason why some of them are at zero. Pertaining to the Ellen Murphy Fund specifically, the Charles Schwab accounts are new. They're just ramping up. And the Ellen Murphy Fund trustee managers were very smart in actually separating the funds into a securities account and then a cash investment account that they can utilize at the drop of a hat. So obviously that account is not going to have any type of dividend or interest payout to a large amount based on the fact that there's not a lot of money in that account that's at their disposal.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dirk?
That was the last hand.
That was the last hand? Okay. So I think at this point we're ready to move to the voting. So we have a motion and a second to accept this report. So at this time, only if you object to accepting this report, please raise your hand. If you approve of accepting this report, don't do anything. And we'll give it a few seconds here to see if we have any hands going up. Corey, are you seeing any movement of hands there?
Negative hands.
All right, good. Give it a few few more seconds here just to make sure. Okay, if no hands are going up yet, then...
Negative hands totaled.
At this point, we will go ahead and declare the motion to accept this report to pass. Thank you, Lisa, for a wonderful report and for all the work you do in keeping
Correction, you had one hand.
Fund. Oh, was that hand an objection of this, or is there a question on that? Let's go ahead and hear.
I'll let them come up here in a second.
I've already declared the motion to pass, but I want to hear if that hand was an objection of this or something else.
It's actually the one hand that I was prepared to answer questions for that I was surprised hasn't raised a hand sooner.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear that question that, or see if that person has a question. Because, you know, we don't want to miss anybody if there was a question.
Gabe, it's just me, Judy, waiting to enter for the next bit. Sorry, Lisa, it was a great report.
All right. So, Corey, since Judy is there, let's go ahead at this time because we're going to play a couple of videos and then she'll be on. So let's go ahead and bring Judy up on up onto the panelist side.
Sure, I can do that for you.
So, Lisa, it looks like you got off the hook of having Judy throw a question at you.
I was fully prepared, Judy.
Well, and I think that you've just gotten so good at doing this, Lisa, that you know you can leave Judy anticipate. Speechless.
Yeah, you can you can anticipate the Judy questions.
Know about that, but I was prepared for Judy questions.
And then I'm wondering,
Gabe, already at my expense.
Gabe, do we want to have Judy raises?
Might as well because I was gonna have this next video played and then I was gonna call Judy and Steve to raise their hands, but since Judy's already up here, let's go ahead and have Steve Bauer, if you can raise your hand as well. Judy, got a little bit ahead of me there.
Well, wait until after the vote, the 10 hands. I waited.
Yeah. You did.
Good job, Judy.
I guess you just didn't see my detailed schedule of operations that I have here. Come on, can't you see what's on my Braille display, Judy? Do we have Steve Bauer raising his hand there?
I already got him across.
You got him. Okay, cool. So at this point, Deb, are you ready to play a couple of videos for us?
Well, in theory, sure.
In theory? All right. Well, in fact, we're going to thank Vanda Pharmaceuticals for being a silver level sponsor of our 2021 virtual conference and convention. That is a fact. And so now, in theory, as Deb says, we will hear a video from Vanda.
Hello, California Council of the Blind. My name is Shauna Jatho. I'm a clinical nurse educator with Vanda. What my role is to increase awareness on a very rare condition that affects mainly individuals who are totally blind, but also those who are visually impaired with limited light perception. And that condition is called NON24. The three main symptoms are difficulty falling asleep at night, difficulty maintaining a full night's sleep, and or difficulty staying awake during the day. If you'd like to learn more, please reach out to me personally, 202-538-0396. And also, if you'd like to have me a part of your local chapter to have a presentation on NON24. Thank you. Enjoy the convention.
Okay, and since we just played that video, I know yesterday we were supposed to have her on for a live Q&A, but due to a family emergency, that didn't happen. So we are going to bring her on for a Zoom meeting here sometime in the very near future, and we will put that out for anybody that wants to come listen to to that and have a question and answer part there. So thank you to Vanda for their support, and stay tuned for information on Q&A. Now we're going to see if we can have Fact and Theory meet up again, because that was so successful. We want to thank On the Move for their partnership with the California Council of the Blind. And before we have Judy and Steve speak to us live for a bit, Deb, can we see if we can play another or play the short video from On the Move?
This is Judy Wilkinson, immediate past president of the California Council of the Blind, and I am proud to announce our sponsorship with On the Move for the California Council of the Blind 2021 virtual convention. You can reach us at our website, ccbnet.org, where you'll find the portal to go to On the Move to order your mini tread. You can also email us at ONTHEMUV@ccbnet.org or telephone us at 510-629-1276.
Beautiful. Yeah, and when I was in college, I took a business class, and all these years, one of the few things I still remember from that class was that the professor used to always say, the theory is such and such, but he always claimed that as soon as you took the theory off the page, it wasn't worth the paper it was printed on. But I'd love it when theory and fact actually match up like that. So at this point, I would like to bring on Judy Wilkinson and Steve Bauer to speak for a couple of minutes about On the Move and to give us one more time that handy dandy order code that you guys shared the other day that folks can get a little bit off of ordering one of these devices. So Judy and Steve, welcome.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Hey there, and thank you so much, Gabe, for giving us another couple of minutes. I know Lisa couldn't put it in her report, but we do expect our first quarter dividend to be coming in pretty soon from On the Move. And we really appreciate that. And I want to emphasize, do not order this device through Amazon, because CCB only gets credit if you order through our special portable portal through our account, and that is at ccbnet.org, or the emails have been sent out with special direct links. And Steve, if you would remind us of the special that we have until May
2nd. And I'm so sorry, I had the classic. I was in the wrong file with my Braille display on Friday. I am so embarrassed, but I do have it up now. And for the convention, we are offering a deal. The normal price for the mini tread is $499. You automatically get a discount down to $449. And for convention goers, you can get an additional $20 off that. So it brings the price down to $429 if you use the code CCB2021, CCB2021, when you check out. Put that code in and you will get an additional $20 off.
And also for the sit mill?
Yes, and the same thing for the sit mill, the self-powered sit mill. You're going to get $10 off if you put in the code CCBFIT, CCBFIT, for an additional $10. And gotten a few emails, folks emailing in over the convention asking questions. So I want to thank everybody who's purchase these. I know we have a lot of happy folks that have them. We've had a couple of cases of folks telling their friends and family. And like Judy said, we're really excited to get our first quarterly dividend check, which I'm told is about $1,000. So, you know, wish it was more, but we're getting started good. And if anybody has any questions, we're going to be able to, you know, hopefully soon be able to actually show you the device at conventions. But in the meantime, give us a call or email us.
And look for us on Main Menu. We're recording on Wednesday, and I'm not sure when it's going to be aired. But
it's live.
Wednesday
live.
Wednesday
night at 6 p.m. is Main Menu Live. And,
that's the second hour.
We'll be on, the show actually starts at 5 p.m. We'll be on in the second hour, Patrick and Judy and I, and you can ask any questions, and we'll be talking a lot more about it at that point as well.
Okay, and thank you so much, Gabe.
Pacific time, right, Steve?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah,
6 p.m. We'll be on at 6 p.m.
Pacific time. Okay, yeah. So that's 9 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we were clear on.
And
even though most of the folks probably listening on Zoom are in the Pacific time zone, since we are on ACB radio, I just wanted to be clear on the time zones we were talking about.
And then it will be podcast the next day. I'll put it up right after that, so it'll be up.
And don't forget this offer. I've sent an email to the conversation and leadership list, but anybody can order this device. So please pay attention to those links. And if you have any questions, again, the phone number is 510-629-1276, and the email address is onthemuv@ccbnet.org.
All right. I was using my SIPMIL during one of the convention sessions the other day. So it's in my office with me right now.
Sarah has a question.
Yes. When does the promotion end? And also, is there a payment plan?
There is a payment plan for the treadmill, yes, for the mini tread, and the offer ends next Sunday, May 2nd.
Fantastic. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you again.
Do not delay. Get yours today.
Absolutely. Thank you again.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for letting us talk about it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judy and Steve.